KHSU Magazine. I'm Brian Curtis, joined now in studio with a couple guests. I'm very excited to talk to you today. We've got Carrie Payton Dahlberg from the North Coast People's Alliance and Nathaniel McGuigan from MECHA. Hello to both of you.
Hi.
Hi.
Nodding's not going to work, Carrie. You got to say what's up. Hi. So next Tuesday is Election Day, and you are both in your respective organizations working on initiatives to help get students from the HSU campus to the Eureka County Elections Office, presumably to vote. And we want to talk about why you are doing that specifically, because...
Well, one of the reasons that North Coast People's Alliance is doing that is that for, I think, the first time this year, you can actually register to vote on Election Day and then vote immediately after with a conditional ballot. But you can only do that at the Humboldt County Elections Office. If you think, oh, I can scoot over and go to Jolly Giant, there's a polling place, I can register there. Uh-uh. For this last-minute registration, the county elections office is it.
So this is the first year that you can register and vote on the same day?
I believe so, yes.
And the county elections office is the only place to do it. So for that reason, we are working hard to get some Johnny-come-latelys out to the polls. Carrie, North Coast People's Alliance is actually running a shuttle van that will run hourly from the campus. Give us the details on that.
Sure. Our shuttle will start at 10 a.m. It's going to pull up at Library Circle. It will drop people off at the elections office. There might be a little bit of a wait. In fact, if anybody can get there this week, they can also register and vote this week. The elections office would love us to let people know that. But if they have not managed to do it until Election Day, or if they were registered back where they used to live and decide on reflection with all the issues on this ballot, they would rather be registered locally, as long as they have not voted anywhere else, which would definitely be a no-no, they can come to the elections office and register. So we will leave at on the hour, 10 a.m., 11 a.m., noon, all the way up till 7 p.m. That will be our last departure. And when our van is at the elections office after we let people off, we will take anybody who's ready to go back to campus.
Rather than strand them in Eureka, I'm sure that is appreciated. I want to talk about some of the issues on the ballot this year that you intimated at. But first, I would like to give Nathaniel a chance to introduce himself. Tell us a little bit about MECHA and tell us a little bit about your ride sharing. I was going to call it an app. It's a real life application.
Yeah. So my name is Nathaniel. I'm the MECHA regional co-chair of Northern California. And what MECHA is that it's an acronym. It stands for Movimiento Estudiantil Chicanal de Islam, Chicano Student Movement of Islam. And we're basically a political activist organization, student organization, centered on the liberation of the Chicano community. And specifically for our chapter here at HSU, we are focused on all marginalized communities, from like the working class white community to like the African American community, as well as like even our own community, the Chicano community. And we focus on a lot of issues, like on campus and in the community.
And certainly as activists, getting people politically involved is a big part of what you do. And so to that end, you are actually driving people to the polling places. Tell us a little bit about the program and how people can take advantage of it if they want to.
Yeah, so what MECHA is doing is that we're organizing our own election carpool brigade. The election carpool brigade is something that we see as something that is valuable for the student community, because as students, a lot of us come from working class communities that are very marginalized in all aspects of like the United States, specifically here in California, where not a lot of voices get heard, especially at the polls. And students are most affected when it comes to voting, because there's a lot of issues that are on the ballot. However, not a lot of us have time to go out and vote because of school and whatnot. And so not everyone is like readily prepared to like go vote if they're not doing a mail-in ballot.
What are some of the biggest issues in this particular election that you're finding the most sort of mobilization around, that students, particularly from the groups that you represent, are feeling the most concerned about and really given a voice to, like, given the imperative to think, like, yes, this is something that we want to make a difference in?
So there's a lot of issues that that students can have a voice in locally. For example, there is Measure K, which is the Humboldt County Sanctuary Initiative, in which a yes vote will make Humboldt County a sanctuary county. And this ballot measure will actually help a lot of students in the, and as well as locals in the undocumented community, in like providing protections for like protections against ICE, as well as like other issues regarding immigration and immigration status.
Thank you.
And then we're also working on Measure M, which is a ballot measure that will keep the McKinley statue. As Mecha, we have endorsed no on Measure M because we believe that the McKinley statue is something that represents U.S. imperialism, genocide, as well as like colonization. And if you think, if you look into like the history of like colonization and like U.S. imperialism, it has had a negative impact on working class communities.
Certainly.
And specifically when it comes to like voting on Measure M, it's important to recognize why Measure M was put up in the first place. It's a bourgeois ballot measure to an attempt to keep the McKinley statue. However, as those of us within like the working class movement, we are saying no on Measure M.
All right. And Carrie, then, if I may interrupt you there, because both Measure K and Measure M were big issues that I think the North Coast People's Alliance are also organizing around. And Carrie, I wanted to give you a second to chime in as well while we're on the subject.
Sure, yes. The North Coast People's Alliance has a long endorsement list on our website, which is northcoastpeoplesalliance.org. People can just click over to it. And we have, in fact, endorsed a no vote on Measure M. We want people to be able to do more creative things with the McKinley Plaza and move that statue. We've endorsed a yes vote on Measure K. We've also endorsed two Arcata City Council people. And I think it's worth noting that if there are people at HSU who are concerned about policing policies and standard, how public safety is handled in the town of Arcata, perhaps what sorts of apartments might be built or not built off campus, those are all things that come before the city council. So if students don't vote on a city council person, they won't have an opportunity to say, hey, I put you in office, I want you to do blah. The two people endorsed by NCPA are Brett Watson and Sophia Pereira.
Outstanding. I wanted to play devil's advocate here for just a second and pitch to you a hypothetical, which is that there may be some folks out there in the community thinking to themselves, you know, these students, they live in Southern California. They live in the Bay Area, you know, most of the time, and they're just here sort of temporarily. Why are we mobilizing them so thoroughly around issues that are local issues that the effects may be in place long after they've left?
Well, for one thing, many, many HSU students do not leave. People come here, and it's one of the great joys of this community is we have this influx of people who discover it through HSU and stay and become heads of organizations, found businesses, start nonprofits. So these aren't necessarily people who are coming and going.
Certainly not. Nathaniel?
Yeah, and building off of that, there's a lot of issues that even as students, if you don't see yourself staying, you mostly will be staying for like a certain amount of time. And a lot of the issues that affect people now will affect people in the future. And so it's not, so as students, it's not just let's thinking that, oh, I'm just going to vote something that's going to affect me. No, you're going to vote on something that's going to affect future generations of students. And so we want to have students to have a voice in that regard.
Hear, hear. Carrie, looking to the future, this is because the first year that we're having this sort of same day reg and vote thing, it's also the first year that you are doing the voter van. If it is successful by whatever North Coast People's Alliance uses to measure success in this initiative, do you think you'll be adding more to help bring people in from other parts of the county that are underserved?
We are continually looking for ways we can do more. We have done a bunch of educational seminars. We do forums on how to run for office. We are recruiting more volunteers, and we want people to get organized and mobilized around our issues of social justice, economic justice, and environmental justice. The more volunteers we have, the more we will do. And anybody listening to this is welcome to come on down to our next meeting at the Labor Temple at 9:30 a.m. for newcomers on Saturday, November 17th.
Okie doke. Nathaniel, I'd also like to give you a chance to talk about some of the places that Mecha is providing, not only voter transportation, but actual education on the issues to help people better understand what they're actually voting on.
Yeah, so there's a lot of ways in which students can learn about a lot of these ballot measures. First, I would like to recognize that this week is Campus Dialogue on Race. And as Mecha, we are doing a couple workshops discussing some of these ballot measures. For example, today, 5 to 7 p.m. in the library Fishbowl, we will be doing a workshop talking about Prop 10 and why people should vote yes on Prop 10. On Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. in the KBR, we will be doing a workshop talking about Measure M and why people should vote no on Measure M, and talk as well as highlighting the legacy of McKinley, who he was, and what is his lasting impact on working class communities. We're also tabling on the UC Quad most days from around 11 to 2 p.m. And then we also have a few websites where we have some of this information, more particularly Measure M. We have the No on Measure M website, where you can learn more about Measure M and why we are endorsing a no vote on Measure M. There's also the Historic Justice Alliance, where we have a Facebook page. The Historic Justice Alliance being a coalition of organizations, which is something that Mecha sits on, and we have a website called the Historic Justice Alliance website, as well as a Facebook page.
Outstanding, thank you. We're running out of time here, so I would like to invite you to share your email address, which I believe is how people can go about contacting if they want to be involved in the carpooling on Election Day.
Yes, if folks want to get involved with the Election Carpool Brigade that Mecha is hosting, you can email me at mecha@humboldt.edu, Mecha, M-E-C-H-A, at humboldt.edu.
Thank you, Nathaniel. Anything you'd like to say before we part ways, Carrie?
Just we hope people who need a ride will come on the hour at Library Circle to our voter van and tell their friends.
All right. Before we part ways, I want to reiterate what you were saying before, Carrie. Just make it clear that it is not too late to register before Election Day, and there will be much shorter lines that you won't have to wait in if you do that. And one of the best ways to do that is to go in person to the county elections office.
Absolutely.
In the next week. Will you tell us where that is? Because I don't remember.
That is on 6th Street in Eureka. It is 2426 6th Street. They say that they are open for that during business hours. I believe they might close briefly around lunch, and I don't want to say the times in case I'm wrong. But anyone can phone them, and they're easy on a quick Google to get their phone number.
All right, so hit that Google, hit those phones, and hit the election office. Carrie Payton Dahlberg and Nathaniel McGuigan, thank you both so much for coming in today. And thank you for all your work to get people out to vote.
Thanks for having us.